We're doing the Pachad Yitzchak on Pesach. We're going to start with the 8th Mamal. Our focus is going to be about the mitzvah of loving a ger, where the Torah words it in an interesting way. The Torah seems to equate it with a person loving himself. And Rav Huttner writes, "Vavtem et ager." The Torah commands us, love the ger, ki gerim eitem be'eretz Mitzrayim. For you yourself were sojourners in the land of Egypt. V'zeh l'shon ha-Rambam perek vav milchot Deot. So what does the Rambam write in the 6th chapter of Hilchos Deos? Mitzvah al kol adam ne'ehov et kol echad ve'echad mi'Yisrael ki gufo. There is a biblical mitzvah that every Jew should love his fellow Jew, every one of Israel, like he does himself. Sh'ne'emar ve'avtal racha kamocha. As the Torah says, love your friend like yourself. Ahavat ager sheba v'nichnas tachat kanfei ha-shechina, the love of a ger who came and entered under the wings of the Shechina, shtei mitzvot aseh. That's two biblical mitzvos. Achat mipnei shei bichlal re'im. One, because he's encompassed in all the friends. He's like any other Jew. You have a mitzvah to love every Jew. He's included. V'achat mipnei shehu ger. And then you have a second mitzvah, specifically because he is a ger, v'atorah amra v'avtem et ager. And the Torah says, love the ger. Tziva al ahavat ager kmo shetziva al ahavat atzmo. Hashem says, I want you to love the ger, just as Hashem says, I want you to love me. Ve'avta et Hashem elokecha, ha-kadosh baruch hu atzmo ohev gerim, shneimar v'ohev ger. Hashem says, the same terminology as ve'avta et Hashem elokecha, Hashem says, and I love gerim, as Hashem says, v'ohev ger. One of the descriptions of Hashem is that he loves the newcomer, new guy on the block. Ad kan. U'bevedai yesh bedvarav inyan ha-ra'ui li'torer alav. And undoubtedly, there's something here that we have to take note of. Deosif dvarim alalu, because the Rambam added something that seems agadic in nature. Here, the Rambam's writing a halachic work, and suddenly he sticks in this line and he says, "Shetziva la'avat ager kmo shetziva la'avat atzmo." That God commanded to love the ger, just as God said, "Love me." What's the Rambam telling us here? Davka b'mitzvat aseh da'avat agerim. He adds this point specifically here. Why doesn't he point that out with regard to loving your fellow man? It's also the same term. It says, "Vavta le'reacha kamocha." It also says, "Vavta et Hashem lokecha." But he doesn't say that. The Rambam only points this out with regards to the ger. And similarly, what the Rambam adds afterwards, that Kadosh Baruch Hu Atzmo Ohev Et Ager, that God himself loves the ger. Halo dvarim halalu. The Rambam could have said the same thing about all of Israel. God loves all the Jews. Could have said that too. And God commands us to love our fellow man. Undoubtedly, Hashem really loves every Jew as well. But the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says we have a mitzvah to love our fellow man. And you have two mitzvahs to love the ger. Just as Hashem loves the gerim. And Hashem says love them just as Hashem says we should love Hashem. So it seems that what's going on here is the baruru. It seems clear. Let's say we have two people, Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven hates Shimon. Reuven has a neighbor. His neighbor puts out a Christmas tree. His neighbor does everything. He wouldn't know that his neighbor's real name is Cohen. His neighbor calls himself Kinsberg, or I don't know what. He takes a mock name and he calls himself Christopher Smith, okay? The two have it out, and Reuven really can't stand Shimon. It has nothing to do with religion, but he doesn't realize that his neighbor Shimon is really a Jew. Then anu umrim b'chiyai gavna, the Reuven havis shogeg ba'avira desinat achim. You would not say that Reuven hates his brother, his fellow man, and we have a mitzvah to love a fellow Jew, and we wouldn't say that in such an instance, Reuven hates a fellow Jew, but it's a mistake, it's a shogeg. Ubichdei lasbir davar ze, in order to explain this, nechze anan oto hatziyur b'tzad ahava. Let's take the exact same situation, only in a situation of love. Dehainu. That is, the Reuven ohev et Shimon. Let's say Reuven loves his neighbor Shimon. V'Shimon be'emet ben brit, but he doesn't know Shimon's a Jew. He thinks Shimon is Christopher Smith. He loves his next door neighbor. They get along great. They're fantastic pals, and he never knew that his neighbor is really a Jew. Ela sheRuven toeh bo b'choshvo le'ino ben brit, but Reuven thinks he's not. Ha'im neimad de Reuven kiyem al yedei ze mitzvat ahavat ra'im? Would you say that Reuven fulfilled the mitzvah of loving a fellow Jew? He wouldn't say that. He has no clue that he's a fellow Jew. Undoubtedly, that's not so. You wouldn't say he loves his fellow Jew because he loves his neighbor who he doesn't even know is Jewish. Because every love has a cause. And the reason for the love is part of the mitzvah of loving our fellow man. Meaning the Torah didn't say, love him, and he's anyone that's part of Israel you should love for whatever reason. This guy because he makes good pizza, and that guy because he gives you a discount at his store. It's not what the Torah is saying. The Torah is saying you should love him because he is part of the people of Israel. That's the mitzvah to love him. The gam tam ahava nichnas b'chlal ha-mitzvah. That's part of the mitzvah. So if he loves his neighbor, Christopher Smith, and he has no clue that he's Jewish, he's not fulfilling the mitzvah to love a fellow Jew. He has no clue that the guy is a Jew. He's not fulfilling that mitzvah. Perusha katuv, devavta l'reacha, so then what the verse means, you should love your fellow man, u'shetehav oto davka b'shishu reacha. So then the Torah is stressing, love him for the fact that he is your fellow man. We have other areas where we say, God cherishes all of humanity. We have other things that it says about how to treat a human being. But the mitzvah to love is to love someone because he's a Jew. So then it turns out, let's say Reuven loves a Jew, and he doesn't realize he's part of Israel. So then the cause of the love has nothing to do with the fact that he's a part of Israel. There's a different reason he loves him. He's not fulfilling the real reason that's a part and parcel of the mitzvah. So then he's not fulfilling the mitzvah to love him. You guys with me so far? You understand where he's headed? Can you see the... So what Rav Huttner is saying here is that the mitzvah is not to simply love him. The mitzvah is to love him because he's a part of Israel. And if I don't realize he's a part of Israel, so I could love him for a million other reasons, but I'm not fulfilling the mitzvah to love a person of Israel. Part of the mitzvah is to realize that the love should be caused by the fact that he's a part of Israel. So then the same holds true when it comes to hatred. What the verse means when it says, you shall not hate your brother in your heart, what the pasuk is saying is, the brotherliness should prevent you from having enmity towards him. Don't hate et achicha. The one that you should recognize is really your brother. So if a guy hates him and he doesn't realize he's his brother, so then he's not in transgression. He can't. That's not the idea. He doesn't even know that this is relevant here. So then the cause is part of the prohibition. Then it turns out, if Reuven doesn't realize that Shimon is really a part of Israel, even though really Shimon is, Reuven has not transgressed. It's not even considered that he transgressed by mistake. He hasn't entered the whole parsha. The Torah says, don't hate one who is a part of Israel. Okay? He had no clue he was a part of Israel. So that might be a different area where he's erred in a different area of ethics. But it's not this mitzvah. Being that Reuven lacked that piece of information, that knowledge that there is brotherliness between them, en kan makom leguf maase avera, then there's no room for that sin. The guf maase avera dekani didiyat achva inena monat et asina. The prohibition is, what the Torah is saying is, your brotherliness should overcome that feeling of enmity. You shouldn't be able to have enmity towards that person because he's your brother at the end of the day. So if he doesn't have that knowledge, he's unaware that he's a part of Israel. There's no room for the prohibition at all. So then that knowledge, that recognition is a precondition to the fulfillment of the mitzvah or the avera. So bekama psukim b'Torah nichlal ager v'yitom v'almana b'chad ha'inyana. We have a few places in the Torah where the Torah says, I want you to do kindness, I want you to give the poor, I want you to give the underprivileged, I want you to give those that are economically challenged. So then the examples that the Torah gives are the ger, the orphan, the widow. These are three people that don't have that family structure to back them economically. And we have a special mitzvah in numerous places to extend them special privileges. So the common denominator between these three, the ger, the orphan, the widow, who shehem anashim nezavim lenafsham. That is that there are people that are, in certain respects, they're alone. They don't have that structure to back them. And we continue this train of thought and say, sheim avat ager ba mitzad shu adam galmud v'nezav. If the love of a ger stems from the fact that the man is alone in the world, so then the mitzvah of loving a ger is not fulfilled with this love. The love of a ger is not because I pity him. What was the Rambam coming and telling me? You have to love a ger because he came under Hashem's Shechina, under Hashem's wings. So then, all those areas in the Torah where the Torah says, give him special privileges, help him out economically, there the Torah was saying, because he has to fend for himself, you have to figure out ways of helping him. But that's not the mitzvah of loving the ger. The mitzvah of the love stems from the fact that look at what an amazing person he is. That love is supposed to stem from awe, from respect. Look at a person who came and put himself under the wings of the Shekhinah. Not because I say, whoa, the guy needs a hand. Two different things. So, if you're missing that cause, just as we discussed earlier, you can't say it's a fulfillment of the mitzvah. And now let's see how enlightening the Rambam was. The Rambam specifically added this point and said that Hashem commanded us to love the ger just as Hashem commanded us to love himself. He doesn't say that about loving our fellow man. What's the logic? Why do you love Hashem? It's not because we're on the same level. It's not because we're part of the same team. It's not because he's part of my people. It's because I look up to him. I look up to Hashem and I have such awe, such admiration. That's supposed to develop the love that's within me. Then shamakom klali inyan shirachmanut. And it doesn't stem from having mercy over God. I love him because I admire him. I love him because I am in awe of him. K'mochen ahavat ager. That's what the Rambam's coming to stress. The mitzvah to love a ger is not stemming from mercy. It's a different mitzvah. The Rambam says, you have a mitzvah to love your fellow man, and you have a mitzvah to love a ger, just like you have a mitzvah to love Hashem. Don't mistake in the mitzvah to love a ger with the other mitzvahs pertaining to a ger. You have other mitzvahs to help him economically. Those, the Torah says, you should recognize that he has to contend with other challenges. The mitzvah to love him is a mitzvah to have awe, just like you have awe of God. And so Rav Huttner says, a person is not in fulfillment of the mitzvah of loving a ger, if that mitzvah, if his love does not stem from respect, from looking up to the person. And what the Rambam then adds and says, Shakadosh Baruch Hu Be'atzmo Ohevet Ager, that God himself loves the ger, Kavanato Lo'ochech Et HaYesod Hanal, but the Rambam's purpose is to prove that point that he just made, Dezeh Lashon HaKatuv. What does the verse say? It says, Hashem intervenes on behalf of those that are challenged. It says, Oseh mishpat yom yatom v'almana. Hashem does justice on behalf of the orphan and the widow. Now, the natural continuation should have been, and the ger. They're also, who's going to back them in court? It doesn't say that. There's another word added into the pasuk. Ve'ohev ger, and he loves the ger. He helps the orphan and the widow. And he loves the ger. The pasuk is coming to show us there's a difference here in the relationship. Harei lehedya demechulak u'me'ayatom ve'almana. The pasuk is telling us he's not in the same boat as the orphan and the widow. De'biyatom ve'almana ma'arose mishpat. With regards to the orphan and the widow, God will help them. He will bring justice to the world. He won't let people cheat them. V'davka beger amar ohev ger. And specifically when it came to the ger, the pasuk interjected and said, but with the ger, it's a different relationship. Hashem loves him. V'im ahavat ha-ger hayta ba mipnei shu nizkak la'ava biyoter lo haya chaluk b'zeh min ha-yatom ve'almana. And if the love of the ger was because he needed it more than other people did, then so do the orphan and the widow. Then they should have still been grouped together. The pasuk separates him. That's what the Rambam's pointing out when he says Hashem Himself loves the ger. That when you see that the ger is separate from the orphan and the widow, and Hashem says, "And I love him." Shma mina, what the Torah is telling you is the avat gerim avat amalai. That's a love that stems from respect, from looking up to a person. That's what the Torah is saying. That's why the Torah separates him from the orphan and the widow in this area. The Torah is saying it's a completely different relationship, and our mitzvah is a completely different. And that's why the Rambam quotes that pasuk, to show you he's not in the same boat as the orphan and the widow. The love for him should stem from respect. Vayen b'sefer ha-mitzvot, and Rav Huttner brings this tremendous thought to a close. He says, look at the Rambam sefer ha-mitzvot, lo taseh kufayin. There's a prohibition number 170. The Rambam writes, "Shekatav she'en limod limnot azarat shevet Levi lakachat chelik ba'biza va'azarat ha'kohanim lakachat chelik ba'biza lishnei lavin." That we have two prohibitions in the Torah: the Levite and the Kohen may not partake of the loot when we are victorious in a military campaign. So the Rambam there says you cannot enumerate these as two separate prohibitions. Because technically the Kohanim also were descendants of Levi. So when the Torah prohibits the whole tribe of Levi from taking a part of the loot, the Kohanim were encompassed in that. So you cannot count the Torah's repetition when the Torah, so to speak, stresses and the Kohanim have their own prohibition not to take part of the loot. That's not its own mitzvah. So one of the greats, the giants of the previous generation wondered, the Rambam, in accordance with his own logic, how did he enumerate the love of a ger, a separate mitzvah, from loving your fellow Jew? A ger is also your fellow Jew. The Rambam himself said that a ger is encompassed in that mitzvah. So why does the Rambam enumerate it separately? When God commanded us to love our fellow man, that encompasses the gerim. But according to what we just explained, that the cause, the reason for loving your fellow man, is that the reason is part of the mitzvah. You have to know that he's a part of the people of Israel and love him for the fact that you're part of the same people. And the reason for loving a ger is totally different, and it's part of the mitzvah. That was Rav Huttner's big chiddush. That's what he began with. That the reason is a part of the mitzvah. You don't know that he's a ger, you can't fulfill the mitzvah. You don't know that he's a part of Israel, you can't fulfill that mitzvah. It's a part of the mitzvah. Nimtzad be'emet en mitzvah ta'avat gerim b'chlan mitzvah ta'avat Yisrael. So then it turns out that the mitzvah to love a ger is really not encompassed by the mitzvah to love all of Israel. Tareshtei avot chalukotin b'taman. There are two reasons to love a ger, and there are two completely separate reasons. T'tam avat Yisrael u'mipnei malat Yisrael. The reason you love Israel is because of Israel's status. And the reason to love a ger is because of his, the respect we have for him, that he brought himself under the wings of the Shekhinah. Being that the reason for the love of a ger is not encompassed by the reason for loving Israel, there's no room to say that it's encompassed, because the reason is really a part of the love. If there's a new reason, then it's a new love. It's two different concepts. The Shapir Mnana Rambam Nishtei Mitzvot. And then it makes sense that the Rambam counted them as two mitzvos. So that's Rav Huttner really finished over here. But he adds one more thought about from the Ramban. He says, "Umidivrei Ramban v'perush shel Torah." And if you look at Nachmanides' commentary on Torah, "Hayanired detam avat ager," it would seem that the reason for the mitzvah of loving a ger, It's because Hashem is close to those who are brokenhearted. Nachman, he seems to be taking a different understanding. And going in line with Nachmandi's understanding, he says that's why the pasuk continues and says, "Love the ger, for you yourselves were sojourners in Egypt." Seemingly pointing out, you know what it is to be in a tough situation, so you should love the ger. You know he's contending with difficulties. The Rambam, when he enumerates the mitzvah to love the ger, Maimonides doesn't say like the Ramban. He doesn't quote that verse. He doesn't say the reason is because you know what it's like to have it tough. The Rambam says love the ger because he came under the wings of the Shekhinah. So undoubtedly we have to look into how it works out according to the Rambam. What does he do with the conclusion of the verse? He leaves us hanging on this point. He says, so according to Maimonides, then why does the pasuk say, love the ger, for you yourself were also sojourners in Egypt? How does that work according to the Rambam? Meaning he holds on to his line of reasoning, but he says, I still have something to work out because there seems to be a pasuk that doesn't work according to my theory. And that's the conclusion of this Maimonides.